There is a new wave of literature in which class, race, culture, faith and gender intersect. This morning we are joined by Miriam Azam. Miriam is a member of Sweatshop, Western Sydney Literacy Movement and a primary school teacher in Kellyville. In 2015, Miriam was awarded the Westwards Emerging Writers Fellowship and her debut poetry collection, The Hijab Files, will be published next month. Miriam joins us this morning to talk more about the Sydney Writers Festival's panel, Women, Colour and Western Sydney. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, not a problem. Anytime. But yeah, your book, The Hijab Files, your new collection of poetry, that's out in a month. How does that feel?
That's really exciting. I've actually been working on this book for the past 4 years now. It actually came out of my Creative Writing Honours Project, which basically examined representations of Muslim women and the hijab in contemporary poetry. And what I found was that these representations tended to be very orientalist. It was about the silenced, repressed Muslim woman, not a lot of agency. And in these representations, we weren't actually getting Muslim women who wear the hijab writing about them. So I decided to write a small collection of poems as part of my honours project. And then after that, I expanded it into this collection, The Hijab Files. So it's very exciting.
Mm. So did you actually kind of get other women who wear the hijab to also tell their stories in this collection?
Well, the poems in this collection are based on a lot of my personal experiences and the experiences of friends and family that I know. So it's very much grounded in real life experiences of Muslim women.
Mm. I mean, you see it all the time on social media. People are raging about, you know, the lack of agency these women have. And yet when they speak, they get shut down. How do you kind of like, counter that?
Look, I think the most important thing is just to create platforms for Muslim women to share their experiences and also share their work and invite them into these kinds of literary spaces where they weren't so much invited before.
Fantastic. Now, as mentioned earlier, you are a member of a Sweatshop. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
So Sweatshop is a literacy movement founded by Michael Muhammad Ahmed, which basically is all about empowering people through literature, specifically people of colour from Western Sydney, for two reasons. Firstly, just to have more representation of people of colour on the literary scene, but also to have representation of Western Sydney as a place and a setting, because so much of Australian literature focuses on the bush or focuses on living in the city or the harbour, when the reality is that so many of us live out in the suburbs. So Sweatshop does a lot of workshops with young people in high schools in Western Sydney. They publish their work in anthologies. And it also does a lot of work developing young writers coming out of Western Sydney. So they have a fortnightly workshop at Western Sydney University where they workshop their writing.
Excellent. Are you kind of seeing a bit of a shift of late of how people are now starting to see Western Sydney as more than just the suburbs? Like, it's now becoming a bit more of a cultural hub in a way.
Definitely. Like, last year, Sweatshop had an event at the Sydney Writers Festival. It was the launch of their latest anthology, The Big Black Thing, Chapter 1. And we had more than 100 people turn up. The venue was actually full. Staff had to stand at the door and tell people not to come in because there were just too many people and the venue wasn't big enough. And I think that the organisers weren't expecting to have so much interest in an event about Western Sydney writers. So it's definitely becoming more popular.
Do you think it's also because people are actually finally seeing their stories reflected on the page in a way?
Absolutely. Yes.
Excellent. So on this Sydney Writers Festival panel, you were discussing alongside Shirley Lay, Evelyn Araluen and Winnie Dunn, kind of a sort of new wave of Australian literature. Can you tell us a bit more of what's changed and what is kind of changing in this kind of area?
I think that what is changing is that people are more focused on writing their stories now and writing stories that aren't often heard about. So, for example, Winnie Dunn, who I've worked with before, she's written extensively about her Tongan heritage. So, for example, she'd write about, the cultural significance of getting your period from a Tongan point of view. Mm. So these are the kinds of stories that you don't often hear or you don't hear about at all, and that we're finally getting to hear about that. So not only is it about diversity of culture, but it's also about empowering women as well and hearing women's stories and those sort of experiences specific to that.
So on this panel, will you be talking more about your works or more of your experiences in this area?
The works and experiences just go hand in hand, because we're really focused on writing based on experience. So of course, you know, there's creative license that we take with the stories that we tell, but they are mostly grounded in real life experience. And I think that's something that readers are really looking for nowadays. They're looking for, you know, as much as we can get an authentic story.
So with authentic story, when is it, you know, some people get offended when someone else tells that story who isn't from that culture. What do you feel about that?
I think that that's, it is reasonable, you know, to be offended at somebody else telling your story, because so much of history has been about taking other people's stories and then finding a way to dominate that culture by doing so. So I think that, it's really important not to encroach on another person's story. And the best way to do that is to write from your own personal experience. To give you an example, in my poetry collection, I've written a poem that's about the experience of wearing the face veil, the niqab. Mm-hmm. Now, I wear a hijab, but I've never worn a niqab in my life. So it's not going to be authentic if I write the poem from the point of view of myself wearing it. So I framed the poem as myself, the hijab wearing persona, interacting with a friend who does wear a niqab, and then just framing my perspective through that interaction. So it's very clear to the reader that I'm not claiming all kinds of feelings that come out of the experience of wearing the niqab. It's my view as an outsider on it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned it before with the whole outlook of Orientalism when you kind of encounter that. Is it getting better, do you think, or is it just still rampant, that kind of writing where, you know, people do take that perspective?
I do think it's getting better, and it's mostly getting better because we're getting a diversity of voices now in the literature field, and that's what's making it better.
Excellent. Well, we can't wait to hear more at the panel. It's on the 5th of May at the Seymour Centre from 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. But Miriam, thank you so much for chatting to us today.
You're most welcome.